Welcome to Featured Wikia, the day where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, January 13, 2019 is Parliament of 1327. The Parliament of 1327, which sat at the Palace of Westminster between 7 January and March 9, 1327, was instrumental in the transfer of the English crown from King Edward II to his son, Edward III, previously Earl of Chester. Edward II had become increasingly unpopular with the English nobility, predominantly because of the excessive influence of unpopular court favorites, the patronage he devoted to them, and his perceived ill treatment of the nobility. By 1325, even his wife Isabella despised him. Toward the end of the year, she took their son the Earl of Chester to France, where she joined and probably entered into a relationship with the powerful and wealthy nobleman Roger Mortimer, whom her husband had exiled. The following year, they invaded England to depose Edward II. Almost immediately, the king's resistance was beset by betrayal, and he eventually abandoned London and fled west, probably to raise an army in Wales or Ireland. He was soon captured and imprisoned. Isabella and Mortimer summoned a parliament to confer legitimacy on their regime. The meeting began gathering at Westminster on 7th of January, but little could be done in the absence of the king. The 14-year-old Earl of Chester was proclaimed keeper of the realm, but not yet king, and a parliamentary deputation was sent to Edward II asking him to allow himself to be brought to Parliament. He refused, and the Parliament continued without him. The king was accused of offenses ranging from the promotion of favorites to the destruction of the church, resulting in a betrayal of his coronation oath to the people. These were known as the Articles of Accusation. The city of London was particularly aggressive in its attacks on Edward II, and its citizens may have helped intimidate those attending Parliament into agreeing to the king's deposition, which occurred on the afternoon of 13th of January. On or around 21st of January, the Lords Temporal sent another delegation to the king to inform him of his deposition, effectively giving Edward an ultimatum: if he did not agree to hand over the crown to his son, then the Lords in Parliament would give it to somebody outside the royal family. King Edward wept but agreed to their conditions. The delegation returned to London, and Edward II's son was proclaimed King Edward III immediately. He was crowned on February 1, 1327. In the aftermath of the parliamentary session, his father remained in prison, being moved around to prevent attempted rescues. He died, presumed killed, in September the same year, probably on Mortimer's orders. Crises continued for Mortimer and Isabella, who were de facto rulers of the country, partly because of Mortimer's own greed, mismanagement, and mishandling of the new king. Edward III led a coup d'état against Mortimer in 1330, overthrew him, and began his personal rule. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 05 UTC on Sunday, January 13, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Parliament of 1327. This podcast is produced by Abulsmi Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abulsmi Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.